Falling too fast to prepare for these. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. But I was born to run, I was born for these. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and beat me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Let it that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up, whatever it takes. 'Cause I love the adrenaline in my veins, whatever it takes. 'Cause I love how it feels when I break the chains, whatever it takes. Now take me to the top, I'm ready for whatever it takes. 'Cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do what it takes. Always had a fear of being typical. Looking at my body feeling miserable. I'm always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like a martyrdom. Everybody needs to be a part of them. I'll never be enough, I'm the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for these. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and beat me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Let it that you rip, rip. Break me down and beat me up, whatever it takes. 'Cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes. 'Cause I love how it feels when I break the chains, whatever it takes. Now take me to the top, I'm ready for whatever it takes. 'Cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do what it takes. I'm hypocritical, egotistical. Don't wanna be the parenthetical, hypothetical. Working hard on something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world. The vision we've lost, I'm an apostrophe. A symbol to remind you that there's more to see. A product of the system, a catastrophe. Yet a masterpiece, yet I'm half diseased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. And leave my body and my soul to be a part of thee. I do what it takes, whatever it takes. 'Cause I love the adrenaline in my veins, whatever it takes. 'Cause I love how it feels when I break the chains, whatever it takes. Now take me to the top, I'm ready for whatever it takes. 'Cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do what it takes.
This whole time I felt like my pants were riding up on me, but then I remembered that I did this. Goodness sakes. We're going to play another song for you. This one's off our new record. Short story for you. The first song I ever wrote, I was 11 years old. I still remember it to this day. And I didn't have, my first instrument was piano. I played piano from 6 to 16 for 10 years. It's classical, just like Chopin, Beethoven, Bach, things like that. And I think that's where I learned melody from, was a lot of classical instrumentation and melodic writing. And when I was 11 years old, I didn't like my voice. My brothers called me Cookie Monster from like Sesame Street. Is that a thing in France, Sesame Street? Yeah. You kind of know Cookie Monster, like the, he eats all the cookies. Yeah.
Is that and true, it, Mac? Did you do it? Mac, yeah. Was that you? No, you were the good brother, huh?
Right. Yeah, this is my brother, Mac. He's also our manager of our whole career. And he's a wonderful manager. I don't know if it was Mac. I think it probably was, to be honest. Anyway, well, after I got past all that trauma, the Cookie Monster trauma, I started to feel depression for the first time in my life when I was in middle school. So I was around 11 years old, and I just felt very foggy. I wouldn't even say sad. I felt numb. I was very numb. And I found myself feeling incredibly alive when I would make music. And so I'd write these songs for no one to hear. And for a long time, nobody did hear it. I just kept it to myself. And I felt this sense of release that I'm sure so many people feel when you draw a picture, when you create a piece of art, when you code some beautiful piece of code, when you write a book, when any creative process, it filled me in a way that I needed. And then I just started to do it all the time. So 11, 12, 13, 14, hundreds, thousands of songs, literally thousands of songs. Obsessively, compulsively, almost every day. And the band can attest to this because still to this day, every album, it's like 200 songs. It's actually a problem, I think. I think I need to still seek help for that.
Wonderful but problem.
It's a great problem.
Thank
for
you
a band.
For this problem.
Anyway, long story short, because there's so many songs, there's some themes that I just happen to come back to all the time because it's all autobiographical. And one of those themes is a feeling of not being good enough. And I don't know where that comes from. Maybe it's just the human experience. Maybe everyone feels it. But I certainly feel it quite a bit. And I'll write these songs about self-empowerment, really just for myself in that moment, on that day, to get myself out of bed, to get out of my victimhood, to get up and go out and then I know the day will be better. And it's not always better, but at least I tried. Anyway, and this, long story short, this is one of those songs. So it's interesting because I'll meet people all the time who will be like, man, I listened to that song and you had so much confidence in that song and this bravado. And I'm always like, awesome. But really in my heart, I'm like, man, I wrote that on a really shitty day when I was feeling not any of those things. And I was writing it to try to get out of that. But it's been incredible to see that, you know, people get what they need from music. And that's the beauty of it. Anyway, this song is called Eyes Closed.